Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Word at Westminster. And joining me today is William Min, who is the youth coordinator and also the person who oversees satellite gatherings at Westminster. So this is an outreach initiative. So fairly recently, after worship on a Sunday in the sanctuary, William led a Q&A time and information session about the satellite gatherings to provide a bit more information about what they are, what the heart of this initiative is. And so William provided an update, and then there was a bit of a Q&A time afterwards. And so William and I were talking after, and we thought it might be good to share some of that information in a podcast as well, so that people who were maybe not there but interested might be able to hear some of the same more in-depth information. And also for people to hear that information and some of the Q&As, the main ones anyway, as a part of their ongoing discernment, because maybe someone feels, oh, maybe God is calling me to this, or I just want to know what the next step is for me possibly in this, and I want some more information. So hopefully this is helpful for people who are thinking that through. So what we're going to do is William is going to share some information, some of the main information that he shared in that session, and then I'm just going to ask him a few questions afterwards, four questions specifically. There were kind of main questions that have come up a couple of times, so we thought maybe other people would be interested in those as well, because if several people are asking them, they're most likely significant to a greater number of people. So William, thanks for taking the time to do this and leading this, and over to you.
Great, thanks. Matthew, as you mentioned, this is an outreach-focused ministry that was approved, the satellite gathering that was approved in 2023. And I think the idea of it, I mean, I wasn't part of the original discussions, but from coming into the church, it's been great to see how much excitement there is around the satellite gatherings and how people are so keen to see, you know, this next chapter in the life of the church. And we want to do is to be faithful and God-honoring in our preparations. And so this information session was really a first step in that, is as we kind of begin this new project, not only new for us, but I think, you know, from as far as we could tell, fairly new in general. I think it's been really good to see the amount of people who showed up, and we're excited to get the ball rolling. So these satellite gatherings are aimed to be a creative way to connect people who might not otherwise come to a traditional church setting, to connect them with the good news of Christ. And, you know, that could be for various reasons as to why they don't want to or aren't able to, or just have never really thought about coming to church before. Maybe just the idea of a traditional church is something that, you know, isn't really in their paradigm. And so we want to find ways, creative ways to reach out to them. And we recognize that there's a change in context, around the world, and especially for us in Canada, that the reality is that fewer and fewer people are familiar with the formal church setting and are less keen to try churches out. So how about we think about non-traditional environments where people can gather to learn about Jesus and to worship and to experience Christian fellowship is the heart around the satellite gatherings. We are calling it satellite gatherings now, knowing that maybe the name could change, but really the target is for those so the target audience, I think, would be for those who don't come to church is our core heart. Again, it's an outreach initiative, and we want to bring the message of Christ to them in probably smaller, more intimate settings, anywhere from anything could, you know, I think is up for discussion. We've kind of used the example of house churches or, you know, gathering in coffee shops with some of the ideas that came up. And I think those kind of creative things are things that we can talk about. One of the main things we want to do in right now is, before we start thinking about the practicalities of what it would look like and how it unfolds, is discerning and finding the people who have a heart for a particular group of people and seeing if they'd be willing to start these satellite gatherings. And so these are, you know, ideal for homes where, even in the process of talking with smaller churches who, for whatever reason, may be finding themselves in a position where they aren't able to call a full-time minister. How can Westminster come alongside them? And if they were to, in a sense, become a satellite gathering, what does that look like? How can we come along and provide them with the resources that they need? A lot of these, or some of these small churches, you know, might have a good infrastructure in terms of a strong leadership in their session, and might have a, you know, might be a smaller but strong, close-knit church family, but are just in need of leadership, are in need of, you know, biblical teaching. Can we provide that? Can we do that as, you know, as kind of a core teaching center? And so those are some of the things that we're prayerfully considering. And Westminster would become a teaching resource for them, primarily to provide weekly sermons and include other educational resources whenever they are produced and needed. The Westminster's role would be a role of oversight as well. We want to make sure that as these satellite gatherings are happening, that there is a level of oversight, and that we are making sure that the leaders feel supported, that they have the resources that they need, and also that these satellite gatherings continue to, you know, faithfully grow biblically, and, you know, according to the biblical teachings, and being followers of Christ. And so when we think about oversight, those are some of the things that we would be, and I think I would be the one to help these satellite gatherings in as they develop. Again, for the leaders, you know, this is an initiative that we are inviting people to embark on, whether they be members of our congregation or whether they come from different places. We want to invite people to prayerfully discern whether this is something that God is putting on their heart. This is going to be a bit of a process of discerning your own spiritual gifts and, you know, your own availability, because this would require a bit of a commitment. We are looking for people who, you know, especially as we start things up, to at least commit to a 1-year pilot program, in a sense, to get this program started. And yeah, so it isn't a simple thing necessarily, but we are looking for disciples of Christ who are really committed to a particular group. And again, they can be from all over, and as long as we are able to support them, then we would be happy to consider what that looks like, again, in creative ways. These satellite gatherings will connect with me as the program coordinator. And as needs develop, and as we kind of figure out what kind of training would benefit future leaders, those are one of the things that I would be keen on trying to help develop and work with potential leaders down the road. But yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. There's a lot there, mm-hmm. and there's a lot for us to unpack together. And again, because this is a pilot program, these are just the beginnings. These are, you know, the edges of something that God is putting in our heart. And as long as we seek to be faithful and God glorifying in all of this, whatever it looks like, you know, we are hopeful, and we believe that God is going to lead us on a path that is fruitful down the road. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that, William. And yeah, it's been neat to see people asking questions. And at the Q&A session after that worship service, I was surprised. Oh, there's more people than I thought, which is neat. I think that's an indication of some of the excitement around it. So let me ask you a few questions. And these came up in the actual Q&A. And these seem to be some ones that will come up more than once. So I thought we'd re-ask them here. So at Westminster, we have vine groups. And so vine groups, for people who don't know, that's what we call small groups. And they go in kind of 8 or 12 week sessions, and people gather. There's leaders, and they, you know, it's a specifically a discussion group about that week's theme and biblical text and sermon content. So how are these satellite gatherings different from vine groups?
I think the easiest way to think about it is that although in terms of how they play out and like the practicalities of what it looks like on paper, there might be a lot of overlap. The Bible studies and vine groups are designed to support those who are, you know, our church members, There are members who attend Westminster, and if they want to go deeper with brothers and sisters in Christ on a particular message or sermon, then they can do that through the vine groups and Bible studies. However, the satellite groups is designed to be their own unique program with an outward focus. I think we have to always remember that the core of the satellite gatherings is it's an outreach program. The way it's designed and how the material is presented, how those sessions are led, is designed around this area that we're connecting with people who might know nothing about the Bible, who might know nothing about Jesus, and that's kind of the core heart of it. So, that would be the major difference, I think.
Yeah, that's helpful. So let's say I'm sitting here and I think, okay, maybe I want to get involved. Maybe I want to lead a group or something like that. You mentioned training, but it's a new idea. Maybe I'm a bit tentative. Like what's training like?
I think that's one of the things that we're, gonna have to work on because this is such a new program. We're hoping that we can get a couple of people to pilot a couple of groups so that we can figure out what that looks like. With Westminster being the main teaching center, all of the sermon and the biblical teaching material will be provided from through our online services, through your preaching, even borrowing potentially from material from like the vine groups and things like that. But the actual training of the leaders themselves, that's something that we're gonna have to develop as we go along because this is a new program. This is a new endeavor. At least in my searching, and I think for you as well, there's not a whole lot that looks like this a particular program. So we're gonna work on that together. And that's kind of my job is as people start these satellite gatherings to come to me and say these are the kind of things that I feel I need more growth in or more direction in, and it'll be up to me to come up with that. And a year, 2 year, 3 years down the road, I hope we would be able to create a more robust curriculum, for lack of a better word, to be able to provide training for future leaders. But again, this being a pilot program, it's really about, okay, we're gonna try and figure out what that training looks like together.
Yeah, and you mentioned sort of building on what happens with the Vine Group leader training. It's just for people listening who don't know. So there's like a package that includes information. Here's some best practices for a gathering. Here is what success, quote unquote, looks like after an evening. Here are some rules around kind of moderating those sorts of things and making people feel comfortable. How to follow up on questions that maybe people have and that you're not sure about. So there is that stuff already established. So, when people are talking about building, when you're talking about building on something, we're not going from scratch. We're kind of building on stuff we've already done. So, okay, so let's say I'm thinking, okay, yeah, okay, I can see myself leading something like this. I've got a heart. I love the outward focus. Like, how do we gather actual people?
Yeah, I think the nature of the satellite gathering is that through a time of discernment and like we are encouraging our people who are interested in leading a satellite gathering to be the ones to gather people. And that's both the really exciting part about it, but also probably a little bit intimidating side of it is that this entire project is not going to be up to the church leadership to go out and create these satellite gatherings. It'll be for the people who really have a heart for a particular group of people. So through the time of discernment, part of it is not only am I, do I have the stuff in a sense to be a leader, or can I see God bringing me into a position where I could be a leader of a satellite gathering? But then there's also the part of, well, who am I going to call? Who am I going to reach out to? Who are the people that God has put on my heart that I need to reach out to and start building these relationships with? So, that's the thing is that we're not starting a program where we're going to gather the people from amongst the church or the community and then plug leaders in. It's really it is in like a missionary work. It is a this missionary role where we're sending you out into the community and you would go and start gathering people. So yeah, that's both a really exciting part of it, and I can see how it can be a little bit intimidating, but through and through, even in the Bible and through personal experience, we know that when our hearts are aligned with God's will for his people, that the people will come. Build it and they will come, kind of thing, right?
I like how you framed it in terms of mission. I think because quite often we think of mission as overseas, some faraway place, and it is those things. But based on the changing context that you talked about at the start, yeah, this is a mission field here in North America and in our own neighborhoods. Let me just throw this quickly in there. I remember talking to someone, a friend of mine, who was in Toronto, and he was approached on the street by someone who was a missionary from another country sent to Canada because there were such low levels of, authentic belief that they were coming to missionize like Canada, which is really interesting. And we live in this place, even though there's churches on every corner. So I appreciate what you said about, the people and your heart and this outward focus. So maybe if I had a running group, and I've got, it's a good running group. We've been together for a couple of years, and I know there's people who maybe are open to learning more, but they're never going to go to a church building, perhaps. Or maybe I have a social group with a bunch of other moms, or maybe, I have a group of colleagues at work, and they might be open to come over to my house and learning more about this on Friday night. So like that type of the thing that you mean?
Yeah, completely. I mean, even at our info session, there's a one individual who brought up, like, I'm part of a women's book club, and we met at Tim Hortons, every week. And on the surface level, in a sense, it's not that it might not be that different in terms of how it starts. We're getting together for coffee at Tim Hortons, once a week anyway. So, how can you kind of start moving that direction, that conversation, and with those who might be open to talking about, Jesus and talking about hearing about the Bible in those contexts? Because yeah, it'll be a lot harder to invite, friends to come to church, but Tim Hortons over a cup of coffee with a donut, sure, why not?
Yeah, and you get a free smile cookie. So,
We're
last
not paying
question.
for this. We're not paying for the smile cookie.
Maybe we are. We just got a budget for it. Okay, so last question. There's a bit of a maybe a related, but a bit of a different category. You'd mentioned that, there could be some churches who maybe they can't afford to call or invite a full-time minister or pastor, but they've got a sense of identity. They would benefit from maybe partnering with us or maybe having some consistent teaching with our help or something, but they've got their own elders and their structure or whatever. They just, they might want to partner. How might this look for someone like that?
Well, I think if Westminster works and focuses on being that teaching resource, then a lot of churches who are set up, at least on with the technology and things like that, if they're able to stream the services or the sermons or well, particularly the teachings, because if they're already a church that can run their own worship services, but they just need, that preaching element of it, then why not? If they want to use, a video of you preaching and use that as the core teaching, and so, that's the easy way of partnering along with them. But I'm sure that as other churches, if there are smaller churches who are struggling this particular way, can benefit from that, then that doesn't stop us from developing a closer relationship with them and supporting them in other ways. Some of the things that might be of importance to those congregations are things like the sacraments, things like baptisms. How do we do that if we don't have a minister? Well, we have people at Westminster who can serve the sacraments, who can do baptisms, and even our very own Kathleen Clark, as an elder, recently went through the process of being able to, now she has the certification or the
That's
ability
great.
to serve communion. And so we can lend those resources as well, and though finding ways that I think that's a growing thing for this congreg for our congregation as well, is we want to increasingly find ways in which we can support other congregations as well.
Yeah. And I think that's a really helpful point, because sometimes when people hear this sorts of thing, they can think like, oh, Westminster's just trying to, quote, be bigger or something, or just kind of get subsumed into them. But that's not the goal. The
Right.
goal is, if we can be a help to other people doing their own thing in terms of a church who maybe they can't call a minister, yeah, you're having your own session meetings. You're probably making decisions around mission or outreach projects. You've got your decision-making structure there and oversight in place. But if you're wanting to partner with us, we can maybe help you where you're at, but you
Right.
still have your own identity. Yeah.
And on that point, like the thing about satellite gatherings is the end goal is not that people will eventually come and fill our pews,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
Because whether it be in a supportive role of smaller churches or whether it be as an outreach, we want to be able to provide the resources for those satellite gatherings to have their own worship services, to have their own, fellowship and community amongst themselves. And, if for whatever reason people want to come to Westminster on Sunday, then that's fine, but that's not the end goal. We're not, this isn't, an effort for us to grow, the physical community or congregation of Westminster, but to be able to send people out and create these gatherings so that the gospel of Christ can reach more areas and more people throughout the community and,
Yeah.
God willing, throughout the nation.
Wow, that's great. So thank you, William, for sharing these thoughts and this information. And on that, I thought I'd just share that Francis Chan's got a book about church, and on page 53, he says, out of 114 times the church is mentioned in the New Testament, at least 90 of them refer to specific local gatherings of believers who band together for fellowship and mission. I think that's helpful. Of the 114 times the church is mentioned in the New Testament, at least 90 of them, so the vast majority, refer to specific local gatherings of believers who band together for fellowship and mission. And I thought I'd just share that, because I think that shares something beautiful about the heart of this. And yeah, it might connect with someone who's out there thinking about this. So again, thank you, everyone. I hope this has been helpful in your discernment. And if you have questions, reach out. And you can reach William, contact the church office, Westminster, westminsterpc.ca, or his email is william@westminsterpc.ca. And God bless you in your discernment.